Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Be a man.
Experience!
Hey, who is me?
Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preacher.
Yep.
If Be a Man had a game show, what would the name be?
Who wants to be a man?
Let's see what he's won.
Not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man. Back in the good old days when there's just like three channels to watch.
I know.
They always had the big game shows, right? Growing up.
Game shows were big when we were a kid,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's all it was.
Yeah, but remember Password was the one my parents loved.
Oh, with Alan Ludden.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's married to Betty White.
See the guy with the candid camera?
Yeah. No. Who was that? That wasn't Monty Hall. No, who the fuck was candid camera guy? That was another guy.
That was Alan, maybe Alan Lund or something.
Alan Lund.
Alan Funt.
Was candid camera. That was a good fucking show.
Yeah, that was
ahead of its time.
I was just trying to say, way ahead of its time.
Yeah, they were like, you ever see that? That was before your time.
Yeah, I remember they did like a newer version.
A reboot, like in the
90s. That was like
the reboots don't have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was the first one that was calling people out.
But Alan Ludden, he was a bespectacled guy. Handsome prick, right? He was the password guy. I thought he was fucking cool. Turns out he died fucking 900 years ago. Betty White outlived him by 65. Fucking years, poor prick.
So, what was the actual game of Password?
Well, there'd be a word like, say, mafia, right? And then you give your partner a clue, be like, soprano,
right?
Right?
And you're trying to get the word,
yeah.
And the voice would go, "The password is."
Yeah, just say that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Few viewers at home. The password is.
Yeah. my parents had the board game, and they used to play with other couples.
Yeah,
we used to play it. Yeah,
that was like one of the things with all the game shows that they had the home version.
And I was always disappointed in the home version.
Yeah, the home version. Like,
you know what I mean? Sucked.
Yeah, yeah, the Wheel of Fortune, the $10,000 pyramid. Right.
Remember fucking Gene Rayburn in the match game.
He was on a lot of different ones.
Balls.
He actually died in Gloucester. I don't know if he was living with his daughter
he was
or something.
Massachusetts guy.
Yeah, but he ended up dying in Gloucester. I think it was like from Raynham, Mass.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Isn't it funny? Game show guys have that fucking game show look and name.
Yeah, look and name. Yeah.
How about Chuck Woolery?
Oh, jeez, a fucking stud. I heard he was banging half the broads on that fucking
show. I'm sure he was.
He was fucking smooth.
He wanted to see this. All these guys wanted to be actors, you know. And they go, listen, you know, you want to scuffle or you want to be a fucking game show host with a steady paycheck? Boom, you're 20 years into it.
Yeah,
you're a game
talk
show
host. Like Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
I saw some movie. He was like in the Army or something. Black and white movie before.
But Chuck Woolery, I knew a woman from California, great Georgia, her name was Georgia Durante. She dated Chuck Woolery for 15 years.
Really?
And I was going, you dated Chuck Woolery?
For 15 years?
She fucking dated, yeah.
Wow. So Chuck, was she just like a resident slice on the side that was getting the piece of the fucking Woolery?
Yeah. I said, wait a minute, I go, Chuck Woolery's your boyfriend? Yeah.
Woolery Mammoth.
Ever seen him on that show? He was fucking smooth and handsome.
Then he was on another show after that. It ended, 10 years ago? He made like a comeback, right?
Oh, yeah. Nothing like a fading game show
host.
Yeah,
it was all fucking, face was all fucking silly putty.
Yeah.
But you have the guys that kind of fucking got like their second wind, like Mark Summers from Double Dare. Like he got his second win with the with Unwrapped on fucking the Food Network. It's a huge fucking
Family Feud. Is he's a frustrated actor, isn't he, Steve Harvey?
Comedian.
Oh, he's a comedian. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
He's a piece of shit. I fucking hate him, and I hope he fucking
hate him.
Yeah, I hope something horrible happens to him.
He doesn't bother me. Yeah, I don't really pay attention to him. I don't watch game shows.
But he's no fucking Richard Dawson.
Richard Dawson was the best.
Richard Dawson would go over and he would kiss the fucking mother of the family on the mouth.
Oh, you know what I love about him? You know his breath stunk of booze and cigarettes. He didn't give a fuck.
He didn't
Whiny
give a
bastard,
shit.
Heavy drinking prick.
Yeah.
Well, there was a big. Speaking of Richard Dawson, started a big fight at my house because we were watching the game show, and my mother said he was handsome. My father's like, he's a fucking salami.
It's like a fucking Raging Bull.
Yeah,
right. Joey Girardelli. What's his name? Girardelli. Joey G, whatever the fuck, right? She goes, he's a good looking guy. They go, what? Wait a minute, what did you say? Yeah. She's a good looking guy. What, do you want to fuck him?
Then yeah.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying he's a good looking guy.
After he kicked his ass, he ain't pretty no more. Someone said he ain't pretty no more.
Your old man did that move?
Oh, my God. Yeah, he was fucking
pissed. He would have flipped out over Wink Martindale. Greatest fucking game show name in all time.
Oh, yeah.
The Price was Right was a great game when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Bill Cullen was the host when I tuned in.
It's like the ultimate game show, in my opinion.
It really is. Classic, been around forever.
I'll tell you, I'm probably like a Family Feud or a Wheel of Fortune guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Family Feud a little bit.
Yeah.
But I bowed out.
But, you know, because like my parents and now with my mother and stuff, I'm older, we watch it.
I know,
Jeopardy's fucking hard, man.
Yeah, that's a whole fucking culture.
But all of
a sudden,
if they have one on sports, I know them all.
Yeah,
you know, and then I see these broads. So it's like, how do you know them? You're that fucking smart.
It must fucking amazing. Cheat sheet or something's going on.
It's amazing.
The best thing is when I used to visit my mother, because all the people watch game shows.
Oh yeah,
but she would. She goes, "It's just something to watch, right?" So if somebody did something good, I got the right answer. She never commented favorably about them. But if they said the wrong thing, she goes, stupid asshole. You're not an idiot. If they got a right job, never.
Tony Soprano's mom.
100% goes, what an asshole. That was so funny. She goes, that's something to watch.
Well, you see, what's his name? Strahan's doing like the, what's it, the $100,000 pyramid show now?
Yeah, I guess the money's fucking great. They do it,
and
you know?
So they're going up to $100,000?
I thought so.
Dick Clark was the original host of that, right?
Oh, yeah.
What a great fucking theme song.
That's right.
He's another stud. He was a stud back then, too.
Yeah, yeah.
All those guys, like I say, are all handsome bastards.
Bob Barker. He just croaked.
He was, wasn't he, didn't he get sexual harassment on the girls or
anything? Yeah, yeah. I love that. You? As an old prick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a fucking
He must
pervert.
Have banged them all,
I'm
too.
Sure. I'm sure he was banging them.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't he kissing them on the mouth fucking, like, on the show?
Yeah.
Like back in the fucking early days?
He was a groper.
Oh, yeah, backstage. Definitely. You could tell that he had happy hands.
But you know something? Back then, groping wasn't what it is today. It was allowed. But 30 years later, they go, wait a minute. I think Bob Barker groped me in the fucking green room. I'm bringing charges out.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They're trying to cash in.
I was groped 30 years ago by Bob Barker. Mm-hmm. Bullshit.
Yeah.
The best was all the fucking crazy people that would be there on the fucking show. I've seen documentaries about people that go and they wait in that fucking line to get on the show.
Yeah, they're all
and
nuts.
It's literally like days.
They scream like lunatics. Yeah,
they scream like fucking nuts. And they've been, the reason why they're so crazy is because they've been up for fucking 72 hours.
Yeah. They wanted, you know, see, those people.
Is that that's still on?
Yeah, it's fucking Drew Carey, which he can fucking take a piss. Bob Barker had swagger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Suave.
Plus, he knocked out the guy in the Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Which was fucking classic move. I go, this guy knows how to shape up for an old prick.
No shit.
He was old then.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he lived to be 90-something, right?
Yeah, he went another 20 years after that KO.
Yeah.
But for me, that was the ultimate show. The only time you got to watch it was when you were homesick from school,
right?
Because it was on at fucking 11:30.
No on demand back then.
You know who watches these shows? Shut-ins.
Old people shut-ins. I mean, fucking
shut-ins. Shut-ins is such a good fucking phrase.
What's that about him? He's a shut-in. Really? What do you mean? He stays in. He's a shut-in. Isn't that a weird thing?
Fucking
to be known as a shut-in.
February and March, fucking January and February, I wouldn't mind being a shut-in.
Sometimes you do fantasize about being a shut-in. I like to go up to some cabin and literally not leave it for fucking 2 months.
Yeah.
I have so many fucking, like, supplies and just things to do. Like, I'm storing up. I'm, like, doomsday prepping for boredom. Like, I'm just ready to go that if fucking I am a shut-in, I have all kinds of fucking activities and things to do.
Especially with everything online now and everything.
Yeah.
You can always find something to do.
Always something to do.
If you're shut-in.
Highly entertaining being a shut-in nowadays as opposed to the old days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just thinking, the old days, they had nothing.
Yeah.
Then if you were shut-in, they had the radio. Then the TV. Now you got fucking everything.
WBZ. If you have a blackout, you're in trouble.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you need the transistor with the batteries.
Yeah, the good old days.
Do you have that with the crank in case?
I do. I got that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a flashlight. It's a flashlight too.
Yeah, yeah. It's all things in one thing, right?
What about the what was it? Quiz Show was the movie with
that was a good
Ralph
movie.
Ralph Fiennes, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Ralph Fiennes. Even though it looks like Ralph.
Yeah.
How come he's not Ralph?
But that was a good movie. True story.
That
too,
was good.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, that was a big deal back then.
Yes, because game shows were like the tits, right?
Life was primitive. Yeah. There wasn't much many options, right? You get a hard on over a fucking game show. Yeah, was that the pyramid? No, $64,000 question. Yeah, something like that.
Didn't they bring that back?
Yeah,
afterwards?
Like, yeah.
Recently,
you know, I bowed out of game shows probably in fucking '70s.
I liked Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like in the 2000s when that came out. That was like, there was like fucking game show fever again, because there was so many years where like there wasn't like many like primetime game shows, right? Like where it was kind of like a dead thing. And then that came out, Deal or No Deal.
Regis Philbin's the balls, by the way.
He's great.
I love Regis Philbin. Loved
Philbin.
Him.
Yeah.
He's half Italian.
Is he? Yeah, oh, he's
half Italian?
Yeah, he is.
Really? I like him better now.
He's another guy that started out as like he was an actor and a singer.
All of
whatever.
Them, yeah.
Then he went to be a game
That's
show
what
host.
I, every game show guy was an actor or a comedian.
Yep, fucking yeah. Howie Mandel, fucking Deal or No Deal.
Yep. Right. You know, if they had their way, they'd be in movies or a TV series.
Yeah.
They don't really want to be in the game show, but once you're into it and they start giving you that kind of money, you say, I guess I'm a game show host now.
So much fucking, they right? make so much money now.
Say, fuck it. But can you imagine, they'll do several shows in one day.
Oh, yeah.
Another couple of days off, but you say, oh, fuck, I got to go there tomorrow and referee three fucking games in a row with these assholes, right? And pretend, hey, where are you from?
Deal or No Deal was great because it was like that show that was catered towards the sad sack of shit fucking husband that just wanted to see fucking broads. And that was basically the show.
Yeah,
he gets the fucking suitcase and they had the broads with the fucking tits come out and fucking open the thing. Like, that's the only reason why people watched it.
How about the old game shows in black and white? They have to dance and pack a fucking cigarettes.
Yeah. Remember To Tell the Truth?
Yeah.
That was the one we're talking about? That was fucking primitive.
Yeah.
Talking about black and white, right? Yeah. I can still picture it. They go, I'm be a man. Next guy goes, I'm be a man. No, I'm be a man. Yeah. Will the real be a man stand up? And they do that fake. Ever see it?
Oh, yeah.
The first guy would go, oh. Second guy fake, deek, and then the guy fucking stands up and goes, oh, wow. It's number two. It's real be a man.
The one with Chuck Woolery, the dating game.
That was that Love Connection.
Love Connection. The kid up the street. Fucking, he was on that.
No
ago.
Shit.
Did he get porked?
Yeah, he actually ends up banging a broad.
Oh, he piped the broad on the fucking Love Connection?
It was funny because...
He piped the contestant?
Yeah.
Nice.
But you know, he ended up winning, you know, ends up with a broad, but he wanted to be an actor, so he ends up on that, right?
Right.
You know, it never panned out. So it was like something came up and he said to Chuck Woolery, yeah, well, I don't want sloppy seconds, but it didn't sound like perverted, even though... So it went right over their head and made it on TV.
Yeah, the internet's full of those little things, like In the Butt Bob from the Newlywed Game, the most famous line ever from a game show. Where is the strangest place you ever made a whoopee? In the Butt Bob. Have you heard that one?
Yeah.
That's like, it's the all-time fucking answer.
Well, that show was great because, like... Some people play the home version of that game, like couples night,
right.
Like game night. Yeah. Let's play the Newlywed Game. That's the worst fucking game ever to play.
Sucks.
It's fucking, you can bury yourself so fucking quickly with that.
Yeah, the dating game too, right?
They get so pissed when fucking you don't guess like the right thing.
Right.
Like, what's our favorite fucking color? And you guess it wrong, they get bullshit at you. Fuck that. That's a shit game.
Yeah, we don't care.
A game that fucking results in you beefing with a broad all
right.
night?
Yeah. Yeah,
fucking stuff your ass.
I used to watch The Dating Game back in its heyday.
Yeah.
The old one with Jim Lang. And it's funny, you'd see like the three guys, two are a stud, one's a fucking dweeb. The broad picks the wrong fucking guy. She sees all the ones she passed by walk out. Then the guy she picked walks out. You go, what the fuck did I get here? Some fucking midget with a fight in it?
Yeah.
I like when you see a contestant that you kind of like or you hate.
Yeah.
I hope he loses, you know. Fucking like it's a sport.
That's like the immediate assessment when you start watching a game show. You're like, I like this person. I don't like this person. I'm now rooting for this person who's like fucking Doug. That's a telemarketer from fucking Tallahassee. You have no fucking connection to him, but you hate the other person that you don't know so much that you fucking want them to win.
It's a strange phenomenon. You got to pick somebody.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Yeah. So I watched like the Wheel of Fortune. You know, my mother and Jeopardy.
Yeah, I mean,
I really don't watch anything. There's still a lot on, right? Still a lot of games on.
Yeah,
shows on?
But I mean, those are that's like a staple. That like, there's a whole demographic of people every night at 7 o'clock. It's Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy back to back. 5 days.
Then they go to bed because there's shut-ins.
Imagine watching the same show 5 days a fucking week.
God,
Wheel of Fortune just every day. Me.
It's from Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, just, you know, because you could sit there and guess it before the idiots are the actual contestants.
Well, I mean, that was a brilliant show because they're like, let's take one of the fucking hottest broads in the fucking world right now and have a parade fucking around with her fucking cans dumped out.
Right.
And fucking flipping letters.
Now she's 65.
She's 65 and she's a fucking multimillionaire.
Still looks pretty good. He's retiring after the next year or something, right?
I didn't know he was still
he's
going.
He's retiring.
Sajak?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Sajak.
They tried to cancel him. They tried to cancel him.
Yeah, was he in a
Republican? He's another one
behavior?
That was like, he's a Republican.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, I like him for that.
Yeah, but he was like a real handsome bastard when he was younger.
Career
right?
game show man.
Yeah.
30-year man.
Yeah.
Easy,
Jesus
right?
Jesus Christ.
Sajak.
What a great fucking name. Sajak. It sounds like
tough.
A car dealer, too.
I'd like to be Jack Sajak.
Jack Sajak. He fucking doesn't put up with shit.
Yeah, don't fuck with Jack Sajak.
Don't say Jack to Sajak. He'll fucking fuck you up.
Yeah, but those game show chicks, they all get pumped by the host. Everyone.
If they don't, we hope they do.
Well, if they don't, they get fired and get replaced.
I mean, that has to be the reason why they're involved in the show in the first place.
It's still like, go it's on. Like, that stuff don't go on nowadays as much, probably.
I think it's toned sexual down. Harassment. They fucking put the kibosh on all that behavior.
Dean Martin should have been a game show host.
Oh, right. I know. That's right. He could have been smooth. I'm so glad he didn't. Sandy wrapped up his career with that. You'd go, Dean, I fucking loved you. But then you hosted a fucking game show for
Dean
fun.
Dean or Frank?
Dean.
Yeah, me too.
You mean overall?
Yeah.
I think Frank's the better singer. Pure singer.
But the whole package.
Him. I got to say, I love them both.
I do too, yeah.
But I think I'll probably go with 55-45
Dean.
Oh,
right?
Fucking handsome prick.
Yeah.
I love Frank, though, too. The chairman of the board, bossy motherfucker.
Yeah.
Mafia connections.
Yeah.
Pure singing, you know, for a heaviness of you know, Dean was lighter, breezier.
Yeah.
But Frank was fucking the balls.
He was an actor. It's just his stage presence was unbelievable.
No rehearsal.
Yeah.
You see his shows, those fucking variety shows, walk down the fucking steps. Didn't give a fuck.
Oh,
drunk, smoking a cigarette.
It was like game shows and variety shows
back
then, right?
Yeah. I loved a good variety show back in the day.
The Christmas shows and stuff. I mean, I'd rather watch that than the shit that's on now. I mean, now I just watch like sports and news, like a movie documentary.
Why don't they bring back variety shows? Those were fucking great. Get a little bit of this, a little bit of that, no?
Yeah, I guess, like, still a variety show would be considered, like, late night talk.
I guess.
Yeah, but, I mean, if it would make money, they would be doing it. So, obviously, people don't want it anymore.
I mean, I said, Ed Sullivan. Okay, we got a comedian. All right, he's gone. Here comes the fucking Beatles. Boom, they're great. They're
Elvis.
Gone. Yeah. Here comes a fucking guy with a puppet.
Yeah. Here comes a fucking pet expert.
Here comes a fucking trapeze guys, whatever the fuck they do. Each other.
Yeah.
You go like this. Oh, yeah, I'm entertained. I got a little of this, a little of that.
Yeah, breaks it up.
What's wrong with
breaks
that?
It up,
why don't we start a fucking variety show?
We could. We should turn this into a variety show. We'll do the podcast. We have some broads come in and dance. Right?
Just turn it into a fucking circus.
Yeah.
A fucking variety show.
A fucking floor show. Yeah, those are great.
You would think, right, it would fit in today's times where people have ADD and they only want 3-4 minute segments.
Yeah.
I feel it makes total sense to have a variety show.
How about Hee Haw?
Hee Haw. I like Hee Haw.
Yeah, Hee Haw was good.
Now, what the fuck was Hee Haw?
That was like a country variety show.
Yeah, they wore like fucking overalls and shit.
Minnie Pearl, and they were all fucking rednecks and country guys singing. And it was basically like the Ed Sullivan show.
They had some real fucking country legends on
there.
Yeah.
They all went to.
Oh, yeah. No, it was great. I liked Hee Haw.
Yeah.
the Daisy Dukes, those cutoff jean shorts.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a solid look on that show.
Be a man. Experience!
So we were talking about the $20,000 pyramid. Let's play a round. Are you guys ready?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
The Eiffel Tower.
Paris.
The Mount Rushmore.
The South Dakota. Presidents.
Next. We'll go to the next one. Violin.
Stradivarius.
Guitar.
Drums. Jimi Hendrix.
Drums.
Horns. Music. Bands. Rock and roll.
Clarinet. Saxophone.
Jazz.
Piano.
Lionel Hampton.
Okay, we'll go now. out of all this, out of all the gym joints in the
Casablanca. Humphrey Bogart.
Close. I can't say that. How about toothbrush? We'll go to another one. Toothbrush.
Teeth.
Change of clothes. Can I use more than one word, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Change of clothes. Toothbrush. Traveling. Deodorant.
Travel. Suitcase. Vacation.
Okay. Items to pack for vacation. We'll give them that.
Time.
Okay. Yeah. Not that good. Sorry, buddy.
All right, John. Now it's your turn to feed.
Cupcakes.
Vagina.
Cookies.
Sweets.
Ice cream.
Desserts.
Very good. Italy. Greece.
Countries.
Germany.
European countries.
Yeah, beautiful. Gone with the Wind.
Famous movies.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Famous movies.
In Cold Blood.
Award-winning movies.
Stephen King.
Scary movies.
Horror movies. Bus. Train.
This the same one?
Airplane.
Oh, okay.
Cars.
Transportation.
Yes.
Yeah.
The tube. Petri dish. magnifying glass.
Did you find a lab?
Wow, be a man. I'm fucking impressed. Da Vinci. Michelangelo.
Great artist.
It's unbelievable. Helmet. Hockey stick. Baseball
hockey
glove.
Equipment. Sports equipment.
Time.
See, my clues weren't that good.
That was a great round. So be a man. You got six of them out of... It was six out of eight.
Wow.
That was a great fucking round. Well,
he gives great clues, though.
All right. You ready to start the next round, okay, B-Man? Yeah. Your time starts now.
Thomas Edison.
Inventors.
Got it. Lions. Tigers.
The Wizard of Oz.
Bears.
Zoo. Animals.
Yes. Freaks.
Circus.
That's close enough, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Maui, Hawaii, Las Vegas.
West Coast. Hawaiian Islands.
We'll go to the next one. Cold, hot, rain.
Seasons. Temperature.
Sleet. Snow.
Northeast. Winter.
Cloudy.
Weather.
Yep. Yes.
Monopoly.
A game.
Yep. Oh, God. A hammer. Nails.
Tools.
Yes. The disco. The mamba.
Dancing.
Yes. Again, we'll go.
Time.
Okay. That was a good one, though.
That was pretty good.
That was good. That was six.
Yeah.
Wow. That was six out of nine.
Famous quotes from literature. It's like, they're too long to say.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
If I got all three of them, it takes 60 seconds.
All right, John, are you ready for your round?
Yes. Spaghetti. Falafel.
Italian food.
Chinese.
Different genres of food.
Yes. Martin Scorsese. Francis Ford Coppola.
Great directors.
Magnifying glass. Fingerprint kit. Tape
forensic.
Measure.
Forensic.
We'll give them that. Telephone. Telegraph.
Ways to communicate.
Maple. Pine.
Types of trees.
Wow. Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Mussolini. Donald Trump.
Great leaders from the past.
Unbelievable. cereal. cold cuts.
Types of food.
Produce. Aisle 4.
Did you find a grocery store?
Yeah.
Football, baseball,
different sports.
Cumulus, Nimbus, sky,
different clouds.
Sci-fi, horror,
time,
mystery,
different types of movies.
Wow. Almost all of them.
Wow.
You got through 9 of them.
He gives great clues, though.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what the pros are doing. They're doing 10 really? Questions in the round.
That's a pro fucking round?
Wow. That was a hell of a round.
Well, it's because of his I mean, I couldn't give the clues he was given on some of these. I mean, I was like, go to the next one.
Wow. That's a fun game, huh?
Yeah.
I like this. We play every week.
It's kind of like a version of Password a little bit.
Yeah. Very like similar game.
Similar, right? Yeah.
Hotline.
Be a man hotline.
Yes, 24/7.
Leave a voicemail or send us a text.
Hotline.
Call anytime.
617-329-9505.
Call 24/7 with your sick fucking stories. We love it.
We have a Be a Man hotline from your boy Dallas. This is a great story about a guy's father going through a KFC drive-thru. It's fucking hilarious.
My dad had a Be a Man moment a long time ago. We went to a KFC drive-thru after work. I worked with him after school when I was in fifth grade. I was little Be a Man. He went to order for the family. No response. He was talking loud. He heard the guy talking but couldn't hear too good. He started yelling still. Nothing, I said. Hey, Dad. He interrupted me, shut up. Sit back, so I did. He yelled one more time, drove off furiously. He parked right in the drive-through lane by the door. Said, get out, you need to learn how to deal with these kind of people. I was all scared. Lowell got out. We went in and he yelled, you fucking guys can't take my order. The guy behind the counter got his supervisor. Dad was yelling, get TF back here. The kid was talking to his super. The supervisor came up, said, calm down, sir. My dad got even madder. The supervisor took a step aside and said, is this you in the red pickup? My dad said, so you seen me and didn't. The guy interrupted, sir. He was talking to a garbage can. He humbled my dad. That's what I was trying to tell him. My dad apologized, ordered when we got our chicken and sides. The man got my dad worked up, said, next time look for an order sign. It was out there and where you were yelling clearly said trash. And asked if I had brothers and sisters, wanted to see if I wanted cookies. My dad blew up, don't try to give my kid some damn cookies. It's big enough, I'll be a man status.
Wow.
Never apologize, be a man.
That's right.
So the guy fucking goes to order a fucking 12-piece with fucking mashed potatoes and biscuits, and he's talking into the fucking trash can the whole time.
You know something? I think we've all kind of done a little version of that. I know I have.
Yeah, with the posts they have that guards you from smashing into the side.
Yeah.
I was talking to one of those one time. It's like a red post. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because sometimes you don't really know. Is it here or is it the next fucking thing I see?
Yeah. Is this what I talk into?
But I like the way the guy wouldn't, you know, he just fucking, fuck this. He was in.
Oh, Kentucky Fried Chicken. I'm starving now.
That guy was going to be a prick right to the end. He's like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, right.
I'm right or wrong. I'm right. God damn it.
Good.
Right?
Good.
Wow. The supervisor.
Never admit you're wrong, being man.
Here comes the super and the supervisor. He liked to say that, didn't he?
I like, I had the pleasure of going to Waffle House a couple weeks ago down in Georgia.
Oh, was it nice?
Oh, yeah, I love Waffle House.
It's you get fantastic. A full stack or whatever the fuck they give you. Too bad that wasn't a fucking rumble.
I know.
You could have filmed it.
You've been there before, right?
Not that one. Another one.
They're everywhere. There's,
there's hundreds of them. Yeah, no, they're good.
It's great. Tonto's been, obviously.
Yeah.
I love the Waffle House.
Yeah, I know. You can't beat a nice fucking waffle.
Fucking eggs are always nice and fluffy.
Waffle or pancakes?
Pancakes by a hair.
I would say so, too. They're more universal. Waffle's more of a rarity.
Yeah.
Where pancakes more omnipresent.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't you agree?
Yeah. If I get my waffles, I like them well done.
Yeah. You know what I fucking hate? When you go to a hotel, you got to make your own waffle in that machine.
Yeah, what
I want one.
Well,
I
put it in, you turn it upside down.
Yeah,
it's way too much.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, I want somebody to make it for me.
But it's like the self checkout lane in the fucking grocery store. It's like, this is not my fucking job. But you make my fucking waffle. I'm paying.
Well, a lot of those
right
breakfasts
now.
Are kind of like self-serve.
Yeah,
you know. But I like doing the waffle myself because I like them crispy.
Right.
So I can keep it on it
oh,
longer.
Oh, you fucking hold that yeah. clamp down a little yeah. longer. I like the way you flip the pan back and forth. Yeah. Right. What the
pan,
fuck is
yeah,
that
you,
all about?
Well, you flip the pan, it starts cooking.
Right.
And when it's done, you flip it over and open it up.
Do me a favor. Throw two fucking Eggos on the toaster. I'm good.
Yeah, that's
you
it.
Know
yeah,
what I mean? I don't need to yeah. be fucking cooking. When I sneak into the Hampton Inn up there and eat breakfast for free, yeah. they have one. I usually don't use it. I'll have mm-hmm. the oatmeal with raisins and almonds. Then I'll mm-hmm. go through their sucky fucking those tin things with the sausages and the scrambled yeah, yeah, eggs. Yeah, yeah. have a cup of coffee and I leave.
You got a sloppy. Yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah, leave them a dollar tip on the table.
Do you sneak around hotel?
Yes, absolutely.
I don't even give them a dollar
tip. I was in Georgia. And the breakfast wasn't included, and it was off hours, so I went back behind the counter. I stole all kinds of shit.
Nice.
And then I looked up. I was on camera. I was like, you know what? Fuck it.
They don't give a fuck yeah. anymore. Did yeah. you steal miniature boxes of cereal?
Everything.
I love those.
Everything.
I love the look of them.
It was pouring out, so I had my coat on. I was throwing like things of nuts, like pecans and fucking all kinds of shit. I must have stole $60 worth of shit, $70 worth of shit.
I was going to ask you how much you think the value was. That's yeah. a good amount. That's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot.
And the good thing was she laughed about it.
Good.
She liked it.
Did she eat it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, we had the nuts later.
I think that these hotels, they fucking half expect this behavior at this point.
Oh, yeah. They're right? used to it.
Yeah. I mean, then I went in later on. I went into the, they have a little gift shop. You know how they have that like little big closet with
yeah,
the shit
yeah,
in
yeah,
there?
Yeah.
I stole a bunch of shit out of there. The girl was right at the desk. And I look up again, there's a camera on me. It's like, you know what, fuck, I'll say I thought it was part of the
yeah. You know what to do with a cover? Say you steal it. You look up and see the camera. You go, put this on my bill. No, I'm not stealing. I'm not putting it on my bill.
Yeah.
And you're covered. If they come after you, say, I said put it on my bill. Told you.
This hotel had the little bars of soap this big. But
you steal some?
Dove bar.
Oh.
It's an actual Dove bar mini version.
High class.
Yeah, it's like, you know, 1/10 scale or whatever. But
yeah.
Yeah. So cool. I stole a bunch of those.
Nice.
Those you know good. What that you know what would be a good idea if there was some sort they made something like that was like a depth charge that you put in your ass to clean it? Like when you're taking a shower, you stick it in there and you just kind of clench your cheeks and it naturally dissolves with fucking like clean stuff.
I think you should have a portable bidet you can strap onto so when you're taking a shower you can shit in fucking showers. Waffle stomp it and fucking clean out your ass. Do it all at once.
You know what I propose? I propose that fucking in the hospitals, they put bidets on the bedpans.
Nice
so when
idea.
So when you're sitting there and you have to take a shit in bed, at least you're getting a nice, caring, nurturing fucking.
But the bedpan would have to be.
Yeah,
hot,
would,
you know.
Or they would have to. There would have to be some sort of maybe. Like a drainage system or something.
Yeah. I mean, it would be offsetting the indignity and humiliation of sitting in a fucking metal bedpan.
Yeah.
So at least if you can wrap it up with a nice wrench, you go, well, you know, they made it half nice for you.
Now I'm clean.
Right?
Yeah, clean you out.
And some fucking nurse got to wipe your asshole. Would you ever want that?
Oh, if it's got to be done, it's got to be done.
As the nurse was rubbing your, cleaning your dirty asshole, right, so would you still flirt with her?
All right, so just 7 years ago, almost to the day, my father passed away, right? And his brain was going a little bit, so we had to have people come in and help him before we went into the nursing home. So we had this really pretty girl from maybe Jamaica came over, and we're like, yeah, she's got to give you a shower. He's like, he's like, oh, I ain't going that. Then he's like, yeah, you know.
Got into it.
Yeah, she's gonna take a shower with me? He thought she was going to get, you know, she's gonna start washing me. You know, one thing's going to lead to another, you know. because his brain was going.
Right.
He didn't know, but we
that's
still
a good angle.
That.
The old brain is going. You can say anything.
Yeah.
What did you say, blow me?
Yeah.
Get around.
It was like, God. He still loved brush.
Did he ever get in the shower with the brush?
Well, she gave him a shower.
Did she do it for him?
Yeah, but he got used to it after a while.
I bet.
You know.
Who wouldn't?
Be a man. Experience!
Don't watch game shows anymore, but the one I like to watch the most is probably Family Feud.
I love game shows in the sense that they remind me of my mother and grandmother from when I was a ute. There's nothing like watching game show reruns from 40 years ago.
I'm with you. Game shows, like, every time I watch them, even if it's a new version, it just kind of brings you back to your childhood. Sick days, you know, seeing the same guys, seeing Bob Barker, Pat Sajak, and all those guys, and fucking, it was always great.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man Experience.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.